Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 78 of the Minor Prophets. Today we begin our study of Malachi with a devotion entitled, God's Eternal Love. Walter C. Kaiser once wrote, "When times are hard, it is difficult to believe that God loves us. All appearances seem to count against such a belief. Yet that is exactly what this little book of Malachi is all about. Yahweh still loves Israel in spite of all appearances to the contrary, and this same unchanging Lord still loves us." Our text for today is from Malachi chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. The Oracle of the Word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. "I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us? Is not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. I have laid waste his hill country and left his heritage to jackals of the desert. If Edom says, we are shattered, but we will rebuild the ruins, the Lord of hosts says, they may build, but I will tear down, and they will be called the wicked country and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever. Your own eyes shall see this, and you shall say, great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel." In Hebrew, Malachi begins with the word Massa, which the ESV translates as oracle. The word actually means a burden or to lift a heavy load. God had placed a heavy burden on Malachi's heart, and he must deliver this message from the Lord. God's message can be heavy to bear. Malachi must declare God's love while also preaching God's wrath. In Malachi's prophecy, the prophet begins with this message of God's love. "I have loved you." That's verse 2. The verb here is in the imperfect tense, which can be translated, "I loved you in the past, I love you in the present, and I will always love you." The prophet Jeremiah expressed this same idea when he recorded these words from God in Jeremiah 31, verse 3, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." This depicts the love of God that has no beginning or end. You can't look back to a time when God didn't love you. And you can't ever look to a time in your future when He doesn't love you. God is a God of love. We read about God's love for us throughout His Word. It leaves us in awe and wonder that the God of this universe humbles Himself to love us. However, this confirmation of God's love is followed by a peculiar statement. "Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated." That's Malachi chapter 1, the second part of verse 2 through the first part of verse 3. Did God hate Esau? Of course not, because Scripture declares that God is love. That's 1 John 4:16. And in the Bible, the word translated as hate is used to describe when God honors or favors one person over another. In the Bible, hatred is more of a covenant action than an emotion. John Phillips expounds on the meaning of Malachi chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. In response to their question, Malachi gave them a history lesson. "Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, and I have hated Esau." God's love for His people went back a long way. Even before the twins were born, God told their mother, "The elder shall serve the younger." That's Genesis 25, verse 23. In his omniscience, God designated Jacob as his channel of blessing for mankind. And looking back on history, we see that Jacob, although he had faults and failings, did indeed choose to follow God, whereas Esau, although he had generous impulses, did not. God's decision was not arbitrary. It was based on his divine foreknowledge, impeccable righteousness, infinite love, and immutable purposes. God desired his people to know he loved them, yet they were highly apathetic towards that love. God used a recurring strategy throughout the book of Malachi to help his unconcerned people wake up to his great concern for them. You will discover God's approach through a word that occurs seven times in the book of Malachi, the first of which is in Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. The word is ma, translated in the ESV as how. The King James Version renders it wherein. It can also be translated as in what way. Here are its seven occurrences. In chapter 1, verse 2, but you say, how have you loved us? Chapter 1, verse 6, but you say, how have we despised your name? Chapter 1, verse 7, but you say, how have we polluted you? Chapter 2, verse 15, and what was the one God seeking? Chapter 2, verse 17, but you say, how have we wearied him? Chapter 3, verse 7, but you say, how shall we return? And in verse 8 of chapter 3, but you say, how have we robbed you? Notice how all but one are preceded by the phrase, but you say. The word ma is an interrogative pronoun used to ask specifics about a situation to help people understand more about their nature or identity. In ancient Hebrew culture, asking questions was often used to help someone gain insight and clarity in spiritual matters. Jesus frequently asked questions of his disciples to open their hearts so they could truly see themselves. In a sermon on Malachi, Jerry Vines shared the following insight into this Hebrew word found in Malachi. It is a sarcastic word. It is kind of a, oh yeah, word. God makes his affirmations and his appeals to the hearts of the people, and they respond with contempt. They react with indifference and unconcern. They are almost insulting to the Lord. Oh yeah? Oh really? So what we have in Malachi's day is the, oh yeah, oh really generation. We have a great deal of that today. There's a great deal of spiritual unconcern. May we never have an oh really response to the God who really does love us. Some questions for you to consider. How has God loved you? Can you sometimes appear apathetic or unconcerned in response to God's love for you? In what ways? And finally, how can questions help open your eyes to your genuine attitude toward God? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.